Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for being here. Today I'm going to give you a brief introduction of sugarcane aphid problem in Louisiana and some of the host plant resistance work that we have done for that. There are basically two species of aphids. One are white aphid, the other are yellow aphids, and both are easily distinguishable based on their colors. And white aphid is a cosmopolitan insect pest and mostly in tropics and subtropics, while yellow sugarcane aphid is mostly in North, Central, and South America. And several members of grass family are host plants for both of these aphids. What these aphids do is that we see over here that they usually cause a loss of chlorophyll, and that is because of a lot of honeydew is produced that results in the development of sooty mold that we can see over here. And the other things that they do is that they are vector of several persistent viruses. And in Louisiana, we have studies have shown that 11 to 14% sugarcane yield losses have been reported due to sugarcane yellow leaf virus, which is transmitted by white aphid. And because of that problem, yellow leaf has been added in the certification standards for micropropagated sugarcane. Our preliminary studies in the greenhouse have shown that there are, when we looked at these five commercial cultivars, we noticed that there were significant differences among cultivars based on the biotic potential or intrinsic rate of aphid increase. And we had previously concluded that 128, which we see over here, is the most susceptible cultivar, while 555 is the most resistant cultivar. What we know about aphids is that they have these piercing, sucking, these stylets that they penetrate in the leaf tissue. Once they reach the sieve elements, they start sucking phloem sap. And phloem sap basically consists of large quantities of sugars and very small amounts of amino acids. And there are two types of amino acids. One are called essential amino acids. That means they are critical for the growth of aphids or any other insect. And there are non-essential free amino acids, which are not critical, but they do have some importance in the aphid life. And the other thing we know about aphids is that they are able to manipulate the phloem sap composition in case there are some missing amino acids in the phloem sap, because those are really important for them. We also know about aphids is that they have these endosymbionts, which are bacteria of the genus Bucknera, and they are, what these bacteria do for aphids is that they help them to manufacture missing essential free essential amino acids in the phloem sap. So that's what they do for the aphids. And we also know, as I mentioned earlier, that aphids excrete a lot of honeydew from their anus. And so our idea of these studies was, if we know what aphid is ingesting from here and what is coming out of the aphid, and if we can analyze those components chemically and look at those amino acids, that might tell us what is going on susceptible and resistant cultivar. So our first objective was, we wanted to validate whether the differential susceptibility that we observed under greenhouse conditions, that is also true under field conditions. The other thing we wanted to do was, based on this idea of ingestion and excretion, that there might be some role of some free amino acids in the observed resistance for white aphid. So for the first objective, we planted these five cultivars in Youngsville, Louisiana in the summer of 2006, and those were five reps and in a randomized complete block design. And data was collected through summer of 2007 and 2008, and biweekly the whole plant was observed. At least 50 plants were observed for each cultivar, and data on both yellow and white aphid was recorded. For amino acid studies, we planted these, we chose two cultivars, 128 and 555. We planted them in the greenhouse, and then we chose leaf number 4 for phloem sap collection. And phloem sap was collected using EDTA solution, and the samples collected were frozen at minus 80 before HPLC analysis. For honeydew collection, again, we planted same cultivars, and leaf number 4 was used for honeydew collection, and we used these small sticky cages, and you can see some honeydew drops. 15 nymphs were confined inside these cages, and honeydew was these were removed after 3 days, and you can see these drops of honeydew, and that was dissolved in water and then later on analyzed using HPLC. All the data on aphid numbers and honeydew and phloem sap amino acid concentration and amount was analyzed using SAS program and PROC mixed. Over here, we see in this slide, this is not a statistical comparison, but we can see this slide shows the overall species composition as well as trend over the season for plant cane. That's the first year of the data. What this first thing that we see over here is that white aphid, which is indicated by white color of the bars, is the most dominant aphid almost on all cultivars throughout this season. The other thing we notice is that in April and May, there are very low populations of aphids, and then in June and July, usually they peak. The other thing we notice over here is that 540 and 555 seems to have less number of aphids throughout the season. This is what we see again, same thing on ratoon cane. And again, yellow aphid, very, very low populations. White aphid, again, dominant throughout the season. Again, in April and May, very low populations of aphids, and then they peak in June and July. And we see over here that 384, which showed higher number of aphids during plant cane, but in ratoon cane, there were a lot less numbers in this cultivar also. And again, 540 and 555 seem to have maintained their resistance even during ratoon cane stage with very few number of aphids recorded. So a better comparison, statistical comparison, would be just looking at June and July when there are peak populations of aphids. So what we see over here is that the cultivar as well as cane type, whether it is ratoon or plant cane, does have a significant effect on aphid numbers. Usually in case of ratoon cane, there are higher aphid numbers and significantly higher over here on this cultivar. But for these cultivars, 540 and 555 especially, there was not a significant increase, and those showed significantly less number of aphids than the susceptible cultivars 128 and 988. Now I will go over my amino acid work, and on this slide what we see is that when we look at the phloem sap, the amount of total free amino acids, essential and non-essential free amino acid. What we see over here is that there is not a significant difference, but we can see a trend for higher amount of non-essential as well as total free amino acid in the resistant cultivar 555. This slide shows the relative composition as the relative amount as well as composition of phloem sap on susceptible cultivar 128 and 555. There are a couple of things to notice. One thing, that alanine is the most dominant free amino acid in the phloem sap of both resistant and susceptible cultivar. There are three amino acids, two essential, and that were only detected from aphids feeding on susceptible cultivar 128, and valine was detected only from aphids feeding on resistant cultivar 555. When we look at the honeydew, we see that there was significantly less amount of free amino acid, total as well as non-essential, in the resistant cultivar. And when we look at the relative amount and composition, we see a shift from the slide which showed phloem sap composition. We saw that alanine was the most dominant free amino acid, while over here we see that glutamic and aspartic acid were the most dominant. The other thing we notice over here is that there are four, with these asterisks, there are four free amino acids that were only present from the honeydew while aphids were feeding on the susceptible cultivar. And this is what happens when we just look at susceptible cultivar, that there is a significant decrease in amount of total as well as non-essential free amino acids in the honeydew than in the phloem sap. And this is what aphid is ingesting while it's feeding on the susceptible cultivar 128 and what is coming out of it. We see that there are seven additional free amino acids that we were able to detect in the honeydew that were not present in the phloem sap. For resistant cultivar, what we see here is that, again, similar trend as we saw on susceptible cultivar for phloem sap and honeydew. We see a significant decrease in amount of total as well as non-essential free amino acids in honeydew than in the phloem sap. And this is what happens when aphid is feeding on the resistant cultivar. There are four additional peaks that we noticed, that aphid was able to obtain these four free amino acids when they were feeding on the resistant cultivar. Based on these studies of excretion and ingestion, we can conclude that there are basically four differential free amino acids. Two are essential and two are non-essential. And my overall conclusion is that white effort is the most dominant effort on sugarcane. 128 and 988 are the most susceptible, 555 most resistant. Aphid populations peak in June and July, and there are certain free amino acids. Either the aphid feeding on the resistant cultivar is unable to manufacture them, or they are missing in the phloem sap of that cultivar, and that can be contributing towards resistance. With that, I would like to thank Jaime Cavazos and Julian and several of my student workers who helped to accomplish these studies. Thank you all for coming.
Is there any questions?
Yes.
The aphids that you had caged on the plant, were they single aphid species or a mixed colony?
Well, actually, there are two species of aphids, white as well as yellow. So both were together, but white were a lot more than yellow. So
as far as when you were collecting the honeydew, was the honeydew you were collecting, was that from a mixed
No.
colony or from individual species?
No, the honeydew when was collected, just one species. And that was work was actually done only for white aphid, not for yellow aphid, actually. Yes?
What is the species of the white aphid?
White aphid is Melanephis saccharii.
Oh.
Yes?
What's your conclusion about the position of variety? What are they going to have? What's the set of variety? As far as
Well, it seems like in the phloem sap of resistant cultivar, there are certain free amino acids which are missing. And when the aphid is feeding on that cultivar, it is unable to manufacture those free amino acids with the help of those endosymbionts. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.